I've got ethical change agent on the phone, Sue Barrett. Hello, Sue.
Hello, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, and I appreciate your time. Misinformation, everyone's a COVID expert. I mentioned last week about the photos or the photography videos of people getting what I call fake shots. Who do we believe? Everyone's an expert. What do we have to do to find what is true and what's not?
Well, we have to obviously have a look at evidence first, and also the work that a lot of people have done, whether it's scientists, you know, medical professionals or in other professions, engineers, etc. and so forth, around their subject area of expertise.
Yeah.
And then what we have to do is really look at the information and what it's actually informing us about. And look, everyone's entitled to opinions, but, you know, those opinions may not actually have the right facts that we can then make informed decisions about.
Yeah, we've seen it with the citizen journalism that goes on social media, Facebook, et al. Being a journalist, essentially you've got to apply the journalistic rules to everything you hear about COVID. In other words, you've got to check your source, recheck it, make sure it's credible, do all your fact-checking before you espouse it as being fair dinkum.
Oh, absolutely. And look, quite frankly, in any profession, if we're going to be providing advice and information to anyone, that should be the code of conduct for all of us, because we don't want people making, you know, ill-informed decisions, because it actually ultimately can be life-threatening for people.
Yes, and this whole COVID-19, I mean, I like many people, I'm confused with the vaccine. There seems to be everybody's got one. Oh, no, we haven't. Yes, we have. Some are getting it, some aren't. It's going to be made in Australia. No, it's not. There are so many caveats. It's such a fluid environment. We need to just sit back and just watch and take all the facts in, don't we?
Well, look, we do, absolutely, but what we have to do is then be able to discern what is the correct information. And in this situation, look, I'm not going to say I have any expertise other than I have a science degree in immunology and pharmacology, so I have some degree of insight into the medicine and around proper applications of medicines and vaccines. But what we have to be able to do is also think about why are people communicating the way they're doing it? Because not everyone's intentions are honourable. Some people are trying to say things to actually keep people frightened, or they have other agendas, not to actually help and support and protect us. So I'm always saying to people around COVID specifically that the person who's discerning, the best journalist in Australia who's discerning this, and quite frankly has been regarded as the best one in the world, is Norman Swan. So
yes.
He is actually a doctor by background. So I always say to people, because I'm not the person they should be listening to, even he is applying the proper journalistic standards. He is the one assembling the information to make it easy for us to understand who are not educated in that space. That's been my go-to journalist for this.
Yeah, totally, because as we all know, he has an unbiased agenda. He's just dealing with facts. It's a discussion that is going to go on. I really, at short notice, thank you so much for coming on board, Sue, and it's a contentious issue. We just need to fact check, and then check all the facts again.
Exactly. In fact, if I may leave you with the three decision questions.
Sure.
If ever you're making a decision about something, just ask yourself, A, is it life-threatening? B, is it morally threatening? And C, is it unhealthy? And if you get a yes to any one of those questions, whatever you're doing, rethink the decision, because that's how we help make better decisions that protect us and help us move forward positively. But thank you for the opportunity. I wish everyone all the very best and to stay COVID safe.
Yes, a happy new year to you, and well put there, Sue. Thanks so much for your time.
My pleasure.
There's Sue Barrett. She's ethical change agent. This is The Breakfast Experience.